This is In the News in VOA Special English. The Mississippi River flows down the middle of the United States to the Gulf of Mexico. Right now, melted snow and heavy rains from the north are moving south. The result has been what some people are calling the worst flooding in 80 years in states along the Mississippi. In Louisiana, engineers are working to keep floodwaters away from two big cities, New Orleans and Baton Rouge. New Orleans is still recovering from the failure of its flood controls during Hurricane Katrina in 2005. A plan to direct some of the water into the Morganza Spillway means flooding rich farmlands in another part of the state. As many as 25,000 people may have to leave areas that would be flooded. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has been urging them to prepare to leave. The Morganza Spillway is about 75 kilometers upriver from Baton Rouge, the state capital. The spillway is a 32-kilometer-long channel that can take waters from the Mississippi to another river system. The spillway was used only once before in 1973. Last week, the Army Corps of Engineers exploded a 3-kilometer-wide hole along an earthen levee in Missouri. They did that to protect river towns in two other states, Kentucky and Illinois. But 52,000 hectares of farmland were flooded as a result. The American insurance industry says natural disasters have already caused $5 billion in damage this year. A record number of tornadoes struck along a path from Texas to Georgia. The storms killed more than 200 people in six states. At the same time, states like Texas and Oklahoma are experiencing extremely dry weather and high winds that have caused wildfires. President Obama plans to inspect the flooding on Monday. He will visit Memphis, Tennessee, where the Mississippi River reached nearly record levels earlier this week. The river has been setting records in places like Vicksburg in the state of Mississippi. But experts say the situation would have been far worse if not for the levees, spillways, and other flood controls built along the river. These have been built since 1927, when flooding killed more than 1,000 people. In North Vicksburg, friends and family members have been helping Joanne Parks prepare to leave.
It's just a lot of things that's got to go. It's some of the things we got to go, and some of the things I don't know where we're going to store it. It's just hard. I know it's a lot of things we're just not going to be able to save.
Vicksburg lies where the Mississippi and Yazoo Rivers meet. There was an important battle there in 1863 during the Civil War, which still makes it a popular stop for visitors. The waters at Vicksburg are expected to reach their highest levels, 17.5 meters, sometime next week. Officials say 1,000 homes in the area could be flooded. 70-year-old Winston Holman has lived in Vicksburg all his life.
I've never seen the river as high as it is right now, and I hope I never see it get this high again. Because it's hurting a lot of folks around here and a lot of businesses.
And that's In the News in VOA Special English. To see pictures of the flooding, go to voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Enberg.